Dot from Jack Hopkins now. They're not trying to win the 2026 election. They're trying to make sure you can't. The Jack Hopkins Now newsletter #890, Wednesday, May 6, 2026. Let's stop pretending. Let's stop pretending this is normal politics. Let's stop pretending both sides are doing the same thing at the same scale. Let's stop pretending the people running today's Republican Party are interested in persuading you of anything. They are not. They have looked at the math and the math tells them they lose. So they have decided out loud on camera that the answer is not to change their argument. The answer is to change the rules. And then to dare anyone to stop them. What is happening in the run-up to the 2026 midterms is the most brazen, most coordinated, most openly stated attempt to rig a federal election in modern American history. The only reason most of your neighbors don't know it is because the people paid to tell them have decided it would be impolite to say so. So I'll say it. The party in the White House loses seats in the midterms. Almost always. It happened to Obama. It happened to Trump in 2018, 40 seats, gone. It happened to Biden. It is going to happen in 2026 by every poll, every model, every honest read of the political weather. The House majority is 220 to 213. A stiff breeze flips it. If you're a normal political party, respond to that by getting better. You moderate. You listen. You earn it. If you're this Republican Party, you do something else. You change who gets to vote. You change which votes get counted. You change where the district lines run. And you do it in broad daylight and you tell yourself you're allowed to because the other side might do it too, even though the other side mostly can't and mostly isn't. Let me walk you through it. That's been the deal in this country since before your grandparents were born. Both parties have always cheated at the edges of it. Let's not lie to each other, but the timing was sacred. Not anymore. In the summer of 2025, Donald Trump picked up the phone and told Texas Republicans to redraw their congressional map right now, 3 years early, for one reason: to flip up to 5 House seats to the GOP before a single voter cast a ballot. A federal court found it was likely a racial gerrymander. The Supreme Court let it go forward anyway. North Carolina redrawn. Missouri turning a 6-2 Republican delegation into 7-1. Ohio redrawing 15 districts, finally able to do it because Republicans now own the state Supreme Court that used to block them. Louisiana suspended its primary to redraw. Alabama and Tennessee special legislative sessions called for the same purpose. Florida governor said publicly he's very seriously considering it. Indiana held a rally for it. CBS News did the arithmetic. The Southern redraws alone could hand Republicans between 1 and 9 extra House seats before voters lift a finger. Can Democrats just do the same thing in the states they run? The reason they can't is that for 20 years, good government Democrats fought to put independent commissions and constitutional bans on partisan gerrymandering into the law in their own states. They played fair. They are now the only side bringing fairness to a knife fight. That's not a tragic accident. That's the entire design. For decades, federal law has been read to forbid mass purges of voter rolls within 90 days of an election. If you're knocked off the rolls in October, you don't have time to fix it before November. That's not a partisan rule. That's just decency. This Justice Department is now arguing out loud, in court, on the record that the quiet period doesn't apply to them. They've launched a sprawling effort to grab voter registration files from nearly every state and run them against an immigration database called SAVE. That database produces false positives. We know this. It's documented. Real American citizens born here get flagged as non-citizens and kicked off the rolls. Black voters, Hispanic voters, Native American voters. Naturalized citizens with foreign-sounding names. Working people who don't have time to drive to a county office in the middle of the workday to prove they exist. You think that's a coincidence? You think these people don't know exactly what they are doing? The President of the United States has said on camera more than once that a particular voting bill would let Republicans never lose a race for 50 years. When somebody tells you who they are in front of a camera more than once, you are not allowed to keep being surprised. On March 31 of this year, the White House signed an executive order telling the Postal Service to deliver mail-in ballots only to voters on lists assembled by the Department of Homeland Security. The Postal Service, taking orders from DHS, about who gets a ballot. In a country where the Constitution explicitly gives election administration to the states, election law professors left, right, and center have called the order legally indefensible. The previous version got gutted in the lower courts. This one probably gets blocked too. The order does not have to survive in court to do its job. The chaos is the job. The lawsuits are the job. The headlines that say rules have changed are the job. The voter in Phoenix who can't get a clear answer from her county clerk because the clerk doesn't have a clear answer either, that voter is the entire point. A confused voter stays home. A voter who stays home is a vote they didn't have to beat. It is a strategy designed to disenfranchise without ever passing a single law that disenfranchises anyone. It is shameful. It is deliberate, and it is working. I'm not going to pretend Democrats have never gerrymandered a map or fought a dirty redistricting battle. They have. So has every party in American history. Anyone telling you only one side does this is lying to you, and you should be suspicious of them. The mid-decade redraws are being driven by one party on instructions from one president for one openly stated purpose. The voter roll purges are being driven by one Justice Department against one set of voters using one broken database. The mail ballot order was signed by one hand. Pretending both sides are doing this at remotely the same scale is not balance. It is cowardice with a press credential. Check your voter registration today. Then in September. Then the last week of October. Don't assume. Assumption is exactly what they are counting on. If you vote by mail, request your ballot early. Return it early. Track it. Every system being built against you depends on you running on the old timeline. Tell people, not online in person. Co-workers, neighbors, the cousin you don't agree with. The plan working against this country in 2026 depends entirely on most Americans deciding it's too complicated to follow. It is not too complicated. It is the only story this year that matters. They are moving the shelves while the lights are off. You can see them doing it. Now act like it. Hash hold fast back soon. Jack Hopkins, P.S. If you're tempted to forward this to one person and call it a day, don't. Forward it to five. Then go check your registration before you close the tab. The people running this play are betting their whole hand on you doing nothing tonight. Prove them wrong in the next 10 minutes or don't complain in November.